Welcome to this special program utilizing the Morbidity and Mortality Conference model to explore and improve community-based cancer care. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. The program covers three tumor types: wild-type non-squamous lung cancer, colorectal cancer, and ovarian cancer. Due to extreme weather conditions at the time of our recording, the planned roundtable discussion format for ovarian cancer was replaced with one-on-one discussions with a clinical investigator and two community oncologists, where we discussed patients who had recently died from ovarian cancer. For this program, I met with clinical investigator Dr. Michael Bierer from Harvard Medical School. And to begin, we talked about the selection and tolerability of commonly used systemic therapies for metastatic ovarian cancer.
Bev as a single agent is very well tolerated, but with the OCEANS regimen, which is Carbo-Gem plus Bev, in my view is a very easy and well-tolerated regimen. The one that really caught my eye was Carbo-Doxil, which is used less frequent than I thought. For me, or for my experience here in the Harvard system, it's probably the second-line choice now. It's the first choice in platinum-sensitive recurrence, above Carbo-Gem. And part of the reason is it's so well-tolerated. So it's not used frequently based on this data, and there is some problem with the toxicity. Interesting. I haven't experienced that completely. But there are subtleties in there that are important. The other thing which surprised me is the frequency of the use of topotecan as a single agent. I can tell you, I can count on one hand how many times I've used it in the last 5 years. And most physicians I know don't use it regularly. My guess is the difference there is that many of us utilize the phase two trial data, which is a daily dose every day for 5 days. What's happened is people have extrapolated from that to the weekly regimen. And unfortunately, the response rate in the weekly regimen is terrible. So we tend to use the daily one, which is very toxic. My guess is that the topo that's being used there is weekly. So there's some interesting, I think, observations within that data.